It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. A new study reveals high levels of anxiety among immigrant teens. The research surveyed students in Harris County, Texas, and the state of Rhode Island. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports that two-thirds say they fear someone they know being arrested or deported.
The report by the University of Houston and Migration Policy Institute surveyed 300 foreign-born and U.S.-born Latino students in Harris County and Rhode Island. When they were asked if they knew someone who had been deported, just over half said yes. A third of high school kids feared being deported themselves, even some students who were U.S. citizens. A third of students also said fears caused them to change their behavior, like avoid the doctor or church. University of Houston researcher Jody Berger-Cardoso.
Kids who scored higher on immigration enforcement fear reported higher symptoms of depression, higher symptoms of anxiety, and higher symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
She says two-thirds of the students surveyed met the threshold for anxiety. Nearly 60% scored high for signs of post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.
Engaging more young people in politics is a goal of many groups across the country, and this goes beyond voting and campaigning. There are hopes more youth will serve in official roles and run for office. Madison Staten met an El Paso area teen who has a head start.
18-year-old Matthew Gardea could have used his time before starting college to catch up on his favorite television shows or get some much-needed sleep. Instead, he's been hard at work as the youngest planning and zoning commissioner in Horizon City history. Gardea was unanimously appointed to his position by the city council this summer after support from Councilwoman Samantha Corral. He says hearing so many people talk about his age makes him take the responsibility even more seriously.
Having city council members express to me, you are the youngest ever to sit on this commission. For me, you know, it wasn't hearing it once, hearing it twice, hearing it three times, hearing it from almost every city council member, and even going into city hall and being sworn in and just that being repeated over and over again. You know, at some point, the reality does start to sit in. And so me, you know, that daunting moment would be, you know, as the youngest on this commission, I feel that it's very important that I set the example.
An example, he says, that starts with getting people more engaged in local government. Gardea used his own story as proof of what's possible for young leaders. It only took a simple call to Councilwoman Corral to start a correspondence that led to his appointment as a commissioner.
We had talked on the phone about it here and there, and then she gave me a call one day and said, well, you know, one of our city council meetings is coming up, and each city council member has to appoint someone to each commission. And she's like, I would really like you to join this commission.
Gardea is hopeful his example will inspire others to get involved in city government, speaking about how many of these overlooked positions hold a lot of power.
If I'm being completely honest, I just think it's extremely important that people, especially for my generation, that we start getting more involved, especially when it comes to, you know, local government, whether it be sitting on a commissioner's court or, you know, anything like that. It's just we need to start that generational transition when it comes to leadership, and I just think that's extremely important.
For Gardea, his sense of civic duty was established at a young age by his mother. Isela Alvidres has worked to make sure her children understand the importance of taking action.
They're very, very, very good debaters. And so because they're great debaters, they've had the practice of looking at both sides of the coin, you know, and having to be ready to debate on either side, whether you're for it or against it.
Now, Gardea will use the very skill set he honed at home in his role as a commissioner. He already has a list of projects on his agenda, starting with the expansion of city roads.
As our city is just growing so rapidly, we need to go ahead and extend those roads. We have so much land that can be developed. We can build bigger communities. We can build bigger schools, you know, and things like that. If we can grow this community, we can bring more schools, more jobs, extend our roads, bring more development projects. That is really, at the end of the day, what's going to make the difference. You know, so that would really be the main thing on my agenda is to get started on these major development projects.
When he's not on the job, Gardea will be attending his first year of college at the University of Texas at El Paso. He's hoping to continue his work for others as a lawyer. In the meantime, he's excited about helping Horizon City grow.
Horizon City here in El Paso, it's one of those smaller cities that's rapidly growing. And, you know, I really want to be a part of that process. And by sitting on this commission, you know, I'm going to get to work with city engineers and kind of work on these major development projects, just kind of leaving our footprint.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.